You're not too far from open arms. Come home, come home. Cause there is an anchor in the rage of the storm. When the walls are closing in the darkness all alone. Just praying for the daylight, peace for the soul. There's grace for the morning when you feel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was the anchor by Crowder. Hallelujah. Leila Tov, everybody, and welcome to Love Live Ruach Remnant Reality Radio. Again, that was Anchor to kick off RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections, the nightly doers of the word, love fellowship gathering, where inquiring minds ask, were we in the Ruach HaKodesh or our own yuck of flesh today? I am Shalayach Scribe, president of Emulators MC, Shalayach Havahaba, and your special guest, Yajay, for the evening. Let's get to it. We start each podcast at 7:07 Pacific Standard, 9:07 Central, 10:07 Eastern. If you'd like to join us on the call, just dial 727-731-3257. No access code is needed. Again, that number is 727-731-3257, and you're in. If you're new, we hope this resonates with you, and we hope you keep coming back. If you are not new, well, welcome just the same. Hallelujah. We are glad you are here. Marissa is a bit occupied right now, so I will go ahead and read the warning. You may get tired of my voice by the end of this broadcast. Hallelujah. Warning, warning, warning. Damaged souls, damaged hearts, crushed spirits. Who you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. Transformed recovery is the refuge, the healing place, the hospital for the heart, the sanctuary for the soul. Our warm, friendly environment was created for caring, compassion, and love to be realized. No plastic people here. We keep it real. We invite you to do the same. Open up and share your in-depth testimonies, your fiery trials, your tough temptations. Holding our past inside is poison to our souls. Sharing our issues openly reveals that which has been hiding in darkness to be brought into his marvelous light. It exposes the accuser, it loosens the liar, and it lessens the load. The freedom to feel you can safely open up in these love fellowship groups is vital. You are under no surveillance, and transformed out is not connected to any law enforcement agencies. You are not being set up for any type of failure here. No incarceration, no mental institutions, but for you to find your new exciting life as one in your new Yah fam, as a new creation. We are not an anonymous fellowship group like other 12-step programs. Rather, we are very outreaching and promotional in an effort to reach the lost on purpose. Although we are not anonymous, we are very confidential. Opening up as a group is not to put your bad business out there, but rather to put solutions out there. We in Transform Recovery have come to understand that people will attend our love fellowship groups from all walks of life. People from every color, race, gender, and background imaginable. Newcomers will come into our groups extremely worldly, fleshly, broken people. They may be homeless, helpless, hungry, hurting souls who have no idea what to do. The amount of family dysfunction, soul sickness, and actual abuse, whether sexual, mental, physical, or emotional, will vary from person to person. Some may be heavily sedated on prescription drugs or may even have used today. It's very hard to help someone who is intoxicated, so we encourage anyone attending that has used today to please speak with the transformer after the gathering. We are aware that some are suffering severely and are hurting over things that may be quite graphic and horrible in nature. We want you to know you're in the right place. You're safe here. We learn to listen with the utmost sensitivity to each other's circumstances, one's scars, one's seemingly impending doom of a jail sentence, a repossession of a car, a home foreclosure, one's struggle with homelessness, or even a house fire where all personal possessions were lost. Some will be struggling with hunger, poverty, sickness, dereliction, degradation, a death of a loved one, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, physical abuse, even torture and or extreme bodily harm, etc., etc. The list of potential hurts and pains is as endless as addictions, idols, false gods, and sins. We encourage you to patiently and respectfully listen to each person share, emphatically understanding that some may be understandably quite rough around the edges. Their language may be offensive, as they may not have yet learned to communicate properly without street talk, cursing, swearing, or lascivious talk. We ask you to long suffer with those still working on the perfecting of the potential dysfunctional, drug damaged, or destroyed abusive character. We ask, as you share, to refrain from inappropriate speech, but we must be sensitive to where each speaker may be. Some may have never opened up a Bible before and may have no clue who the Messiah Yeshua is, let alone Yahweh or the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. We can never assume that everyone is in the same place in their relationship with the Creator. Some may not know Him at all, and some may in fact have had bizarre church quote unquote church experiences whereby the Ruach of love was pursuing them, but yet could not receive that love, or may have rejected Yah love as He was trying to save them. We cannot possibly begin to stop, censor, or filter anyone's sharing. There is a saying that truly applies in Transformed. We cannot become so heavenly minded that we are of no earthly good. Staying relatable will assist us greatly in working Sacred Scripture Step 12, which is essentially helping others correctly in the standards of leadership set forth for Transformers in the Sacred Scriptures. Hallelujah. All right, Warner, that was the warning. We are going to move into our seventh bodybuilder now, or our HABA offering. We are 501c3 certified. So all that really means is that whatever you would donate is tax deductible, which is a good thing. But that's not the reason we should give. The HABA or love offerings, these offerings go to support our radio and prison ministries, our faith favor farms, and our houses of worship and our Yadoli ministries. Every personality you hear here that is a speaker or a teacher is a marketplace minister. While we could, we do not yet draw a salary from the ministry. You are not going to pay for a church. You're not going to pay for a building. We have no overhead that the regular mega churches or, you know, normal modern Western churches have. Whatever you donate, your gift will go to help the hurting, homeless, heartbroken, and helpless among us. That's our call. That's where our focus is. Malachi 3:8. Will a man rob Elohim? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what have we robbed you? In the tithe and the offering. You are cursed with a curse for the nation, all of it. You are robbing me. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house, and test me now with this, says Yahweh of hosts, whether I will not open the windows of the Shamayim for you and pour out a bruchata until there is no sufficiency of room to store it. And I will rebuke the devourer for you, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground against you, nor shall your vine miscarry against you in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. And all nations shall call you bruchata, for you shall be a delightful land, says Yahweh of hosts. Your words have been strong against me, says Yahweh. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said it is vanity to serve Elohim. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge and that we have walked as mourners before Yahweh of hosts? And now we are calling the arrogant Berachot. Not only are the doers of wickedness built up, they also test Elohim and escape. Then those fearing Yahweh spoke together, and each man to his neighbor. And Yahweh gave attention and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared Yahweh and for those esteeming his name. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, for the day that I will make up my treasures, and I will pity them as a man has pity on his sons, who serves him. Then you shall return and see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves Elohim and him who does not serve him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of Yeshua, we just pray for the reading, hearing, and obeying of your word. Abba, we ask that it speaks to the hearts and souls of those on the line. And Yah, we just ask that you pour out a berachot upon those that are able to give and those that aren't, Yah, so that their situation would change and that they would become able to give and would be able to receive the bruchata of your promise in everything that they do. And you can donate if that's where you're being led by going to give.yahweh.love or by going to or by mailing, hopefully with a letter, your check or money order to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona, 85083. Or you can text 77777 to 44321. Those are the ways you can get in touch with us. You can reach out to us on the internet however you want to. We will communicate. Go to the Transform Group, make friends. Follow us online. Hallelujah. Today was a decent day. Again, as I said, this is Shalayak Scribe, and I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be online. I'm glad to see the queue filling up, sort of, kind of. And I am grateful that we got some rain today. Thankful for Yah's Barukata. Thankful for the purposing and the purposes of Yah in my life, and the fact that he has purposed me and ordained me to carry his message. Normally at this time, I would ask Yami if she would pray in the line, but I am going to ask Marissa if she would be willing to do that. All right. Well, Marissa's a bit busy, so. No.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Yahweh, for today and for our transform meeting. And I pray for the everyone on the line, as well as the meeting today, as our overseers, as we read the message or the scripture today, that as Scribe and others share the message, and that as we have our turn to share, that we, I'm not even sure what scripture we're on, but Yahweh, well, you know where we are. So anyways, I pray for the line to go well, for everyone on here, as well as your hand upon each person, that as we are overcomers and we are transforming, that you look us in the direction that you want us to go in. And as you smooth out our path, that we stay in a God with you. We pray for any hexes or vexes to any incantations from our past. It's all null and void and no longer affecting us, a part of us anymore. That we are in you and out of this world. And that you, I pray for you to help us recognize where we stand in our walk, and as well as in our recovery, that we are convicted of any wrongdoings or sins, that we can recognize where we fall short. And I pray for us to repent from our wicked ways and to turn from anything that is unrighteous, and to look to you for direction, Father. And I pray for the Lord HaKadosh to reside in, as he resides in us, and to as he gives us the his favor, his anointing over this meeting. Let's pray for the fulfillment of the Ruach. And if there's anyone that doesn't understand what Ruach is, it's the Holy Spirit. We just declare that he takes over, that Ruach takes over. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, before we get into the reading, we are going to take in some David Crowder. This is Run Devil Run. Be right back.
Baby, I got
Kodesh Step 10. RIP 2.0 Ruach Reflections is an examination of yourself weighed against a perfect walk, a perfect life modeled after the perfect person, Yeshua Messiah. Studying the Kodesh writings seriously is one of the greatest ways to go through each Kodesh step thoroughly so that nothing is missed in the Yah development of the new you. A great suggestion for successful, orderly, transformed recovery fellowship gathering format. A great suggestion for successful, orderly, transformed recovery love fellowship gathering is to study in oneness each of the listed Kippe Kodesh steps for each. A great suggestion for a successful, orderly, transformed recovery love fellowship gathering is to study in oneness each of the listed Kippe Kodesh scriptures for each sacred scripture step. Example, as an example, simply pick a weekly, bi-weekly, every other day, or even every day love fellowship gathering at the appointed time for your love fellowship group to meet. The format you develop will dictate the length of time for each LFG. Activation of numerous small, intimate study groups is definitely going to take an army of servant leaders to step up, pun intended. Love fellowship gatherings do not need to be broadcast on Love Live Ruach Remnant Reality Radio, nor does it need to be recorded, but to generate support from multiple locations, the virtual love fellowship gathering can work in conjunction with your local LFG. Kippe Kodesh Step 10 is an activation step that activates the other Kodesh steps. Once we have taken some level of action on any step, we must monitor our progress through the process of our own Yah development. Recording Yahli actions, Yachshins daily, and or even fleshly actions gives us a way of reflecting on our behaviors, good or bad, never for condemnation, but rather for conviction from Ruach. This check by Yah, love from within, leads us into Teshuvah, or change, or the way, Yeshua, to transform positively out of an old pattern of thinking, a stronghold or evil wronghold, into a new pattern of thinking, a Yah hold. A paradigm is defined by Noah Webster as a philosophical and theoretical framework of a scientific school or discipline within which theories, laws, and generalizations, along with the experiments performed in support of them, are formulated. Noah Webster, the ultimate wordsmith, had the sacred scriptures in English literally memorized. While in the world, before coming to our understanding of transformation made available by Love Inc. to Transform Recovery, our paradigms were definitely influenced by ones misleading us through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Messiah. Colossians 2:8 by Shaul Shliach. Watch that there not be one misleading you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Messiah. Books of Love or Ahava, Yahuwah Yahweh, or I Am That I Am, Ea Asher Ea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yah. If you'd like to turn in your scripture books, you're going to be looking at Proverbs 11:2, right after this next song. So again, that is Proverbs 11:2. We will be back as soon as I can figure out what my mouse is doing. Okay, let's get to it. Let's see here. I apologize for the delay. And if this thing keeps up, we might not have a song because my computer is being very, very irritating. All right. And I think My computer is about to lock up on me. Marissa, can you open your Bible, please?
It is open.
All right, would you read that verse for me, please?
11:2. Okay.
Proverbs 11:2. I'm just finishing up a piece of dinner. Pride comes, then shame comes. But with the humble is wisdom. And then it goes on to some scripture reference. Let me go there. Just keep it
as
it is.
Well, yeah, go for it. Read it.
Okay. So it goes to, give me a second, email. I have a little one trying to climb in my lap, so I apologize. So it goes into some scripture reference with this. Can you just go in your chair, please? I need to be able to flip the pages.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proverbs 16:18. It goes into three different scripture references, but they're all in Proverbs. So Proverbs 16:18. It says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. In 18:12. Before shattering a man's heart is haughty, but humility goes before honor. 29:23. The pride of man brings him low, but the humble of spirit takes hold of honor.
Okay, that's
fine. I'm not going
for it. All right. Well, hallelujah. I did find that song, and we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after this one.
All the pain.
right. Well, hallelujah. That was SOS. As we look at this again, Proverbs 11:2 is our focus verse. Pride comes, then shame comes. But with the humble is wisdom. So as we look at this in the light of step 7, and this is a variant, it's not quite transformed, but it's not wrong either. Once my computer brings it up, humbly asked Yah to remove our shortcomings. How do we see that verse pertaining to our shortcomings? Where did those shortcomings come from? Do we understand why pride is a shortcoming? Shame isn't necessarily a shortcoming, as shame isn't something we actively choose to pursue. It's something that acquires us as a result of poor decisions. Most pride, or let me put it this way, most bad decisions are a result of thinking we can do it on our own, which is a prideful attitude. And so we see how it comes. We see how shame comes after us. Pride comes, we think we can do it without asking Yahweh for his guidance, without praying, without asking for wisdom. Then we falter, we stumble. We skin our knees, we skin our hands, we possibly skin our nose, we damage our reputation. But with the humble, those that weren't too proud to ask for direction, those that weren't too proud to say, yeah, I can't get through this alone, I don't want to make this decision by myself, how do you want me to handle this? The more we get comfortable asking that question, the more often we humble ourselves to ask that question, the more wisdom or shachma will dwell near us, keeping us from pride and the resulting shame. I have not arrived on this one. It's a struggle. Life is a struggle. Sometimes we just don't ask the questions that we should. Sometimes we just tune ya out and think we can handle it on our own. And that's where we end up relapsing in one way, shape, or form or another. If we don't go out and end up using, there is some other type of consequence. There's something else that happens. So that's what we're looking at. How did pride sneak in? How did the resulting shame manifest itself? Are we willing to walk in his wisdom, in humility, knowing that that is the best way? What insights did those episodes of pride and shame bring us? What episodes did they give us? Or what results did they, what evidence? Yeah, I think you know what I'm saying. I mean, these are life experiences. We've all been through them. We can all probably put fingers on times that we were prideful, that we made mistakes, and now we've got to deal with mud in our eyes. So, hallelujah. With that, I will pass to whoever wants to reach for the phone first or unmute themselves. Is it going to be Hello. Melissa? Oh, Yami did make it on the line. Hallelujah.
I apologize for being late.
Oh, I think we can forgive you.
I thank you for that. So I was just at a meeting and a similar something that led to this topic was talked about. And so this only takes me deeper into, you know, what was brought up around the tables of some believers, some unbelievers, and some friends of Yahweh. And I guess Jim and I represent Yahweh at that meeting. So what I seen for me is dealing with the training our children the way they should go. And believe me, being raised on the carnival didn't teach me the ways I should go yet, because at an early age I accepted Yah and I asked him the questions, all kinds of questions. You know, he brought me through without being murdered or raped or getting drunk through those childhood years. And then he put me in a real structured situation with my grandma. But my life was helter-skelter on the carnival. I knew I was left to do what I wanted during the hours Mom and Dad had to sleep. We had a boundary where we could go, you know, and, you know, I was an only child for 5 years, so while I was little bitty and all of us were in our mobile home being safeguarded with the door locked when Mom and Dad split. But then at 17 is when I got married, and in January, and my first child was born in December. So, you know, I was playing with dolls at first. I love playing Father Knows Best, you know, parts and thinking that being really kind was a good way to be with my children, and really letting them have what they want and all this. And then when I realized this wasn't giving them any good security in life or direction, and it was Yah himself, Yahshua himself, who was my trainer. But why didn't I know how to train my own kids? That's because I guess I was didn't get those messages. All I got the message was love them children. And I hardly corrected them. Just kind of accepted their mistake, which is way off of what we're supposed to do with what we learn from the Torah. We need to put that in action, and it's very sure and very firm on listening to the direction and doing it that way. So I wasn't ready at 17 to train a child in the way they should go. I was still in need of training. And I didn't know the things that were wrong, like, you know, Chris, Santa Claus and Bunny Rabbit and, you know, the holidays. And the my father owned a girl show and, you know, a strip show. They wouldn't completely strip back in those days, but my brother, it was Jim, because Jim and I always seemed to hang out with each other. When I was about 10, he was about 5, and we snuck in back and hid in the tent it was in. We kind of used part of the tent to cover us, and we watched the girl show, you know, stuff like that. So I didn't think that was wrong. We just wanted to know what was going on in there. But that leads to spirits attacking, you know. And that's just one of the little things. The idea of, you know, someone telling me when you're 5 or 6, I was in the ticket box for the kiddie ride, because Dad had all kinds of rides. And Dad showed me the change, because it was simple, you know, how to give the right change back. And so I would sell the tickets, and this guy says to me, well, if you when they give you a large bill, be slow at giving them their change, and then don't push their change way out there to be sure they can see it and grab it, but pull it back, you know, and if they don't pick it up, that's yours. And no, that was a lie. And wow, I thought that was okay to do. I thought that would get me money. But things that were pagan ideas, you know, if you find something, it's yours. You don't try to find the owner. Yet the principles that my father and mom worked under, they found something, they went and found out who it belonged to and gave it to him, and they didn't cheat, you know, on selling tickets. But I got it from the influence of people on the carnival. And then, you know, I was proud that I could gather money. I even did other things, like collect pop bottles for a penny apiece, because they were glass back then, and that was added up to be a lot when you're on the carnival and picking up cases of pennies and getting 24 cents a case, right? So I was, you know, that wasn't bad. But the why didn't I have the pick up the right training, like mom and dad's example of, to, you know, do rightly. And so I would go astray. And so my kids, I'm sure, saw that, you know, later in life, that I had some wrong attitudes, although I did change, because just like Yeshua said to the children of Israel, every time they blew it and went the wrong way and worshiped idols and did the wrong move, and they repented, of course, only to go back to their vomit and get in another mess. But every time God said, nevertheless, though you've been evil, keep following after me. And I guess that one I picked up until the time when I decided I was too bad and Yah wouldn't want me. So I decided for myself to not, I don't know. Oh, I know what it was. I decided that I was going to go to hell, but I knew Yah was real, so I wouldn't, I didn't stop talking to him and praying for others and asking him questions and getting the answers, even though I felt the awfulness of the sins I was doing that I didn't know I was doing. So, hallelujah. He tells us that, like the children of Israel, when we slip and do wrong, he wants us to just confess it. A simple formula. And mean it in your heart. And turn from the wrong way. And ask him. And he reveals to us what's the right way. It's written in the word. And he also sends the right workers to help us. Because I've seen that through my walk. And I had to come out of a lot of pure pagan ideas and selfish ideas and ways to get gain, not from, although working on the carnival is hard labor, but the things that I did that were not the truth, you know, were the among the things that made me feel I was not going to go to heaven. I didn't deserve it. But then Yah took me in Nepal and had a wonderful, wonderful lady named Esther who told me I had some false pride. And I began to realize that Yah's blood, Yeshua's blood, what he was the perfect lamb sacrifice, and his blood was able, and humble myself and jump into that blood and be washed whiter than snow. And also baptism, or we don't use the word baptism in its guys, help me. Baptism has a different word.
Mikvah.
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 No, Mik.
Mik, like a Mac, a Mik. Mikvah.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to write that down so I can rehearse it, because that's how, and as a youth, I memorized scriptures when people read them to me, because I could read. And then after I had them memorized, then I could learn to read them. It was kind of backwards there for me. But hallelujah, I want to remain teachable, remain that in that place where I'm excited to learn the right way, because there's such a reward. And I remember how wonderful it was to accept that I can confess my sin and then be forgiven and accept that forgiveness. Because when a gift is given, we have to receive it. And if we don't, it lays dormant. And you're not using the gift. So I will forever be thankful that Yah's brought us into the place where we can become more righteous, live righteous, and not have anybody accuse us, because Satan is the accuser. And if we just do what he tells us, even when we sin, we still can keep following him. Oh, hallelujah. And I'll pass with that.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. Appreciate it. That was a good word. All right. Proverbs 11:2, pride comes, then shame comes, but with the humble is wisdom. How did you relate to that verse today? How do you see that verse impacting your life? Any experiences as to where you may have either fallen victim to the contents of that verse or risen above it, because both options are there. Hallelujah. Who is next? Is it going to be TJ or is it going to be Marissa? TJ, I'm trying to unmute you, but I can't right now for whatever reason. So Marissa's going to go next. If you got something, what's that? Oh, there he is. All right, go ahead.
I have my phone muted. I've been here listening to you guys the whole time, eating dinner. I'm trying to understand. It's hard to be humble. But at the same time, token, I'm trying to see things for what it is more clearly, as me and you've spoken in privately. And, I'm going to ask you guys to pray for my roommate, because he's a good person, and he's going through a really hard time as well. His name is Bradley Brown. He has to be out of where I'm at the end of the week, and he has no idea of where he's going to go, because every place that he's tried to get into, looked at, it's just doors are getting shut down. So
can you speak up a little bit, brother?
Yeah, how about that? if you guys could pray for my roommate, as I was saying, Bradley Brown, because every place that he's tried to get into, and just doors get shut down, and he's stressing out. And I don't like to see anybody stress out. I don't like stressing out. So that's where the humbleness comes into play for me. You know, like, I'm trying to keep myself, you know, keep in mind, you know, how would I feel about, you know, things being closed and stuff like that. How would I react and stuff? So I see what he's going through, and I understand what he's going through. So that passage that's a very deep passage that I could relate to. And it just, after we get off the phone, I'm probably going to be sitting in my room up for hours pondering things and trying to get other things done as well. So with that, I pass. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Thanks for that, TJ. All right.
Hallelujah. This is Marissa. And there's a lot of times where I was prideful, or when I was trying to do things in my own way. As Scott was sharing a little bit earlier about the bad decisions that we think we can do it on our own. When I used to make bad decisions, I was in the wrong places in my thinking. So I know that for me to keep staying in my own understanding of ways, not Yahweh's words, and not putting Him first, then I'd be stuck in the pride, being prideful, and stuck in the places where I don't want to be. So that's when I was still ashamed of, feel like I wasn't worthy. And when I was trying to, when I wasn't seeking Yahweh, is when I know I was, things were not going well. And sometimes I just didn't know how to handle things. I just kept on doing my things my own way, and it was just difficult in the past. But I know that over time it gets easier, just the more I look to His way and not doing it my way. So I think it's just a process and a learning process to overcome the adversary and to not be prideful in my walk in my life. And I just to be more understanding of putting Him first, and also to repent from the ways I used to think, or the ways I used to do things. Because then I know if I ask Yahweh to help me with my overcoming my prideful ways, so I can walk in righteousness, I can be more humble in Him. I think just looking to where I used to be, where I am now, to learning and how to not go back to those ways is where I'm at. And pretty much the other scriptures that I read about talk about a haughty spirit. And so I know that Skype has talked a lot about that before. It pretty much is it. I think it has to do with quite being prideful. So just for Yahweh to help me recognize my shortcomings and my defects of where I am in my recovery and my character and my... So I ask for Yahweh to help me be more humble and less prideful, and to help show me which direction is in Him instead of the prideful and shame and being ashamed of my old ways. So yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with repenting and to ask Yahweh to help with the next step of where to go in the right direction. So, and that has to do with wisdom, which is in that scripture. And the wisdom is to keep on reading the word and to seek the counsel. I'm sorry, laughing at the dog. She had, this is like the fourth or fifth time she went into her, back to her food, just looking the tasty stuff. So, yeah, it gives us joy and the four babies too. And the interesting part about it is, that we can look at those as animals are, they don't know any different because they don't have the, I mean, I don't think they really are sin. They're not in sin, but they have their ways of when they're good and when they're misbehaving. But we can look at the enjoyment of them as well as how much they are, their innocence too. And that we can understand that they can't just pick up a book and read, but we can pick up the book and look at scripture. And I'm thankful for the scripture tonight as it helps me understand where I am in my, from where I used to be to where I am now. With overcoming those
No, I didn't. You weren't saying anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sorry about that if I interrupted, Marissa. It just seemed like there were some long pauses in there, and we're trying to keep the process moving. So, was not intending to be rude. We'll go to a music break, and when we come back, we will do our JFTNA reading and our whatever prayer, and then we will say goodnight. Hallelujah. All right, let's see if I can find a... All right. I need a song. There we go. A little bit of skill to work.
All the times you were denied, you have.
alone in your embrace. Well,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remember, folks, tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:37 a.m. Central, and 5:30 a.m. Mountain, 4:30 a.m. 4:37 a.m. Pacific, we will be right back here on Praise, Pray, Decree, and Declare on Love Live Ruach Remnant Reality Radio to start our day with Yahweh, which is the best way to kick things off. So, as soon as Chrome catches up with itself, we'll get to our Just for Today reading. Patience. July 12, 2022, we're trapped by our need for the instant gratification that drugs gave us. I want what I want, and I want it now. That's about as patient as most of us ever got in our act of addiction. The obsession and compulsion of our disease gave us a one-track way of thinking when we wanted something. That's all we thought about. And the drugs we took taught us that instant gratification was never more than a dose away. It's no wonder that most of us came to transformed recovery with next to no patience. The problem is we can't always get what we want whenever we want it. Some of our wishes are pure fantasy. If we think about it, we'll realize we have no reason to believe those wishes will be fulfilled in our lives. We probably can't even fulfill all our realistic desires. We certainly can't fulfill them all at once. In order to acquire or achieve some things, we will have to sacrifice others. In our addiction, we sought instant gratification, squandering our resources. In recovery, we learned to prioritize, sometimes denying the gratification of some desires in order to fulfill more important long-term goals. To do so requires patience. To find that patience, we practice our program of recovery, seeking the kind of full-bodied spiritual awakening that will allow us to live and enjoy life on life's terms. Just for today, Elohim Yahweh, help me discover what's most important in my life. Help me learn patience so that I can devote my resources to the important things. Hallelujah. Here is Marissa with the Whatever Prayer.
This is an important prayer. So that's something important. Hallelujah. Anyways, rejoice in Yahweh. Always again, I say rejoice. Let your humility be known to all men. Our Master is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to Elohim. And the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, and keep your hearts and your minds through Messiah Yeshua. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's any praise, think on these things. And what things you learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these things, and the Elohim of peace will be with you.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yami, are you still there? Would you be willing to pray us out, please?
Yami?
There, I couldn't get my mute button to go on. It must be sticky out, the air or something. But anyhow, what was the name of the young man we're to pray for?
TJ, you want to handle that one?
Yes, his name's Bradley Brown. He's my roommate where I'm living at. He's going through a really hard time as well as me, but he needs prayer.
Okay, so we'll address his issues first. Bradley Brown, Father, we are lifting him up to you right now. We thank you that he found Jesse and has had heard some truth to help him through. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
I can. Yeah, he didn't find Jesse, he found TJ.
Why did I call him Jesse?
That's okay. Everybody calls me something different. That's fine.
Good. Okay, so thank you, Father, that TJ is concerned about that, and he does want to see this friend of his have salvation from his difficulties. And he surely knows that more than anything, Bradley needs the Messiah. And we pray that the right worker, the right word, the right touch from TJ and love.
Yami, you're breaking up. Yami, you're breaking up all over the place. You sound like you're in a subway.
Oh, boy. Is this better? Let it down.
Was good for a minute, and then it went away again.
Oh, okay.
That's better.
So, Father, we pray for your loving kindness to pour out on Bradley, and that he will look in your direction, and he will see you. He will see you in TJ. He will see you in everything, and that at the right time, Father, he will come to you, and you will bring him among the brothers and sisters, that he will be in the cod with all the plans you have for him. And Father, you do not want us on the street or homeless. Yet sometimes we get in those positions and only to see, have a message that we need to receive about our lives, about the direction we chose. So whatever be the reason that Bradley's going through all this stuff, we thank you for being the solution, and that through your Ruach, TJ is able to minister love that will bring peace and you take care of all the rest. But we pray first of all for his salvation.
Where's your keys, Jim?
My car keys?
Yeah.
They're over there, right there by the Life Fest plaque. Aren't they right there? No? Oh, excuse me. I don't know where they're at. Do you see them? Oh.
All right, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. We're going to wrap this up with
Dear Shane. Yeah, sorry about that. I got in. Yes. I got interrupted. I apologize.
Okay.
you're on.